Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about beautiful habits. Beautiful habits. We're in this time of the year right now. We just did the yearly cycle video the other day on cooling down. We're in a time of the year as we're getting into the fall right now, where things begin to cool down. And this may be a time where you begin to notice God often does some transitions in your life. Things begin to shift and reposition and change in your life as he begins to shift you into the next level. And we've talked about that next level with God as you learning how to rest more so that he can flow more through you. That next level is probably going to require a higher level of production and producing and responsibility. But it's God doing the work through you. It's you learning how to get out of the way and to rest more, to allow him to flow more through you. So I was thinking about this concept, and we're talking about this idea of how things begin to cool down. As God begins to transition things, he takes his time. You can't just go take hot glass and put it immediately into the freezer. It breaks. As we go through the heat of the year and we come out on the other side, God often transitions things slowly so nothing tears, nothing breaks. Nothing is lost in transition. And so I'm thinking about these concepts, the habit of cooling off as we get into this time of the year. We just finished recording that video the other day. And then after that, my daughter and I we've been reading through the Bible together. And we are in a section in Exodus, I believe, talking about the priest's garments, the high priest's garments, and the breastplate that he had. And on that breastplate, he had on there something called Urim and Thummim. And the best that I could find about those is there's something like crystals. There's something like crystals that was used to help the priest with decision-making. These crystals would help the high priest to hear more clearly from God and to make decisions for the people as he was leading the people of Israel. And so I've got a section in my book on 7 dates with Jesus. I said, you know what? I've got a section on this book. She was asking me about these Urim and Thummim. I said, to be honest, I don't know a whole lot about them. There's a lot of speculation out there on what these things are, how they were used, these types of things. I said, but I do have a little section in my book, 7 days with Jesus. And I open it up and I open the book. And I'm like, man, you know what? God is so cool. The section that we flip to on, I open up my Kindle app on my phone and I search for Urim and Thummim in my 7 days with Jesus book. And it goes to the section titled The Habit of Cooling Off. The Habit of Cooling Off. And in that section is a story about how my daughter, she once went to a book fair at her school and she had this book that she wanted to read over and over about crystals. And God had really been teaching me about crystals at that time, about how our bodies, about how our lives are something like a liquid crystal. Liquid crystal, think LCD display, like LCD on your phone screen or your TV screen. And these liquid crystals are pretty amazing. They have the ability to adapt and to create order in all kinds of different environments. Think a normal crystal is a rock. It's fixed. It doesn't change. Whereas liquid is movable and adaptable. And these liquid crystals are a blend of the two. They have the ability to both adapt, but also create order at the same time. So this flexible order. And our lives are meant to be very similar to that. God often puts us into messy, disordered situations. As we're going through the transitions right now, things often get messy. With the expectation that we can create order with him flowing through us. And so as we go through this time of the year, as we're reading in that the passage of 7 days with Jesus, my daughter, the section from her book, from the book fair, talked about a crystal's habits. Every crystal, and if our lives, our bodies are a crystal, every crystal has a unique set of habits. Every crystal has a unique set of habits. And it talked about the way that these crystals develop these habits. When the crystals get heated up and then they cool down on the other side, they get into a pattern. They get into an ordered pattern on the other side as they cool down. And so as our lives get heated up, we begin to transition. God moves us to the next level and things begin to cool off. That's when we begin to settle into new rhythms and new patterns. at the next level of whatever it is that God has for us. And that's where it's important that I believe we develop beautiful habits. Now, in the example of the crystals, in the book that my daughter had, it said that the slower the cooling down happens, the slower these crystals are cooled, the more beautiful they become. The slower they're cooled down, the more beautiful they become. So it's in this season right now where God often begins to slow things down. And that can be frustrating. That can be irritating at times. You got to rely and trust on his patience and rely and trust on his timing. He knows the perfect timing for things to unfold. But on the other side of this, it's going to lead to some beautiful habits, hopefully. Beautiful habits that God helps to install into your life. So we're going to be taking communion today over this idea of beautiful habits. Not a phrase I've ever used before, I don't think. Beautiful habit. I think a beautiful habit. We've talked before about a beautiful solution. A beautiful solution to a problem that we face is a solution that comes from God. And it begins to set you free, creates side effects or ripple effects for good across every area of life. Puts into motion a virtuous cycle. Whereas a lot of times the solutions that we come up with in our own lives have side effects and create vicious cycles in our lives. So in a similar way, I think a beautiful habit is one that God helps us to install in our lives. It's maybe one that he leads us in that direction, and he helps us and equips us and appoints us and anoints us to be able to install these beautiful habits. And what do these beautiful habits lead to? They lead to you getting set free. They cause ripple effects and virtuous cycles for good, cascading across every area of your life. And you install one of these. One beautiful habit with God. That's the start. It's like the first domino. And you tip it over and all of a sudden it creates this whole series of events unfolding in your life. So we're going to be asking him for help with these beautiful habits today. We're going to get started with prayer. I know we're getting a little longer today already. We're going to start with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture. Coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. We're going to get good habits established in our life. It's going to require us doing a good job in our four fundamentals that we talk about. And we do those fundamentals to get our hearts and minds prepared and examine ourselves before our time of communion today. And we're going to be asking him to help us to install these beautiful habits in our lives. Heavenly Father, I pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us. To bless our time here together today, to help us get these beautiful habits established in our life. I ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you have for us, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I should stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So let's go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. These four fundamentals, remember, masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. These are consistent practices. These are skills. As we put into practice, we grow stronger and stronger, and then we get them more established in our life. These are habits. These are beautiful habits, I believe, that we can install into our lives. So number one, position in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens because of forgiveness. It was God's forgiveness and grace that made all of it possible. And that forgiveness and grace has to be received from Him. It's got to flow through us, which means we got to give ourselves that same grace and forgiveness God has given us. We got to forgive ourselves. And it's got to flow through us to other people, which means we got to let some things go. We got to walk in forgiveness and love with other people as well. And how does that whole process start? Everything we receive from God, we receive by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is praise and thanksgiving. So to stay positioned in the light is to stay praised and thanks, or to stay positioned in thanksgiving and praise. You're either thankful or you're not. You're either positioned in gratitude, humble gratitude, or you're positioned in complaining and pride and entitlement. One or the other. One positions you in the light, the other one positions you in the darkness. That forgiveness brings us in. And keep in mind, it was love. What was the motivation why God gave us this grace and mercy and forgiveness? It was love. Love was His motivation. Love was why. He could have left us off on our own. He could have killed us off for all the ways we've missed it, but He chose the way of love. So to be positioned in the light is to receive that forgiveness and let it flow through you, to receive His love, to let His love flow through you out into the world to other people as well. And it all comes by receiving it by faith, by staying positioned in thanksgiving and praise. Just simply, I received that, Lord. Thank you. Doesn't take long to do, but staying in that positioning all through the day. And then we're transferred into the light, but we've got to magnify that light. We've got to magnify that light, make it bigger and brighter. I think as you magnify that light, you're giving God, you're expanding the capacity and giving God a bigger area to work in your life. To magnify is to make bigger and greater. Jesus says, be careful that the light that is within you doesn't become darkness. God gives us the choice. We can choose to magnify either light or darkness in our lives. And I believe it's all based on what we're thinking about. What we're thinking about, what we're talking about, what we're meditating on, what we're rolling over in our minds consistently. As you begin to meditate on and to rehear, to rehearse, to think about, to roll over in your mind, to mutter and ponder and imagine God's word, to magnify His word and His faithfulness and His steadfast, unfailing love, to magnify that nothing's impossible for Him, that He always fulfills His promises, that He's always on time, that He can make all grace abound to you. So having all sufficiency in all things, you can abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. You can magnify your righteousness in Christ and your right standing with God and everything that has been promised to you in Christ, that all the promises in Christ are yes and amen. You can begin to magnify them and think about them and roll them over. And it's giving God a bigger place to work in your life. Think of it like a pipeline of living water. When you get transferred into the light, everything you need is in the light. All the love, the peace, the joy, the wisdom, the energy, the health, the finances, the time. It's all in the light. And as you magnify that light, you expand that capacity for more of it to flow through you. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to focus on darkness, to magnify the problems and issues as bigger than God. To think about and roll over all the problems and issues. You've probably had this experience before. We have some problem or issue, and the more you roll it over in your mind, the more you talk about it and work it from every angle, the more stressed out and hopeless you feel. The further away from the solution you get, actually, because the solution's found in the light and you're magnifying darkness. To turn it back around. The good news is God gives us the ability to turn it right back around. In 1 second, we can change what we're focused on. We can get positioned back in the light and change our focus to magnify that light in 1 second. Just by changing our focus. But we've got to get good at recognizing the symptoms. Recognizing the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, magnifying darkness, it feels heavy, oppressive, confusing. You don't know which way to go. It feels like there's no way out, like you're trapped or you're stuck. Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry and the anxiety and rolling the problems over and over in your mind. Usually lacking presence because you're focused inwardly on yourself. Usually we're living in regret over the past or fear or dread of the future. We're not very present. When we're magnifying light, we're positioned in the light. Everything is free and easy and effortless. You see effortless growth and change and transformation. Your energy levels begin to rise up and increase. Your position in thanksgiving and praise and that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow and guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. You're more present in that joy of the Lord, because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. You get more present and that joy of the Lord begins to flow, which is your strength. And it begins to equip you and empower you and urge you to take some action, which leads us to our third fundamental. What do you know to do today? So think of getting positioned in the light. That's like the light switch, on or off. It's either on or off. We're either positioned in light or positioned in darkness. And then we can choose to magnify that light. It's like it expands the capacity for more to flow through it. So think of it like a pipeline. On, off switch, positioned in the light or darkness. We turn on the supply. Magnifying the light gives a bigger capacity, a bigger pipe for more to flow through. Doing what you know to do clears out what's in the pipe so the pipes don't get clogged up, so that more can flow through easily and effortlessly, and it accelerates the speed of the flow through the pipe where God can get more through you. What do you know to do today? There's often a bunch of little things piling up and they're clogging you up on the inside. You feel that pressure increasing on the inside. What do you know to do today? There might be some little things, some administrative things, things around the house, things in your workplace. But more importantly, what are those things you feel God prompting you to do? Those little nudges you have of things you know to do. And begin to take action, but take action on them a new way. Trusting and relying on God to equip you and to empower you and to flow through you in your life. Some of that is you might have some habits. I'm talking about beautiful habits today. We might have some habits that you know you need to install in your life. Maybe it's quiet time with God. Maybe it's cooling off and not getting so angry. Maybe not getting so annoyed or frustrated at things. Maybe it's exercising or eating better or drinking more water. Maybe it's being more present with your family. Connecting regularly with your spouse. You have some habits probably that you know you need to install in your life. We're going to talk today and ask for God for his help today on how to do that. So then our fourth fundamental, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction. With these liquid crystals, when you take steps to put them into order, and these steps that we've been talking about are the steps to put things into order. You put boundaries around them, you get them all aligned, moving in the same direction, and you begin to create order with them. That's the three steps that we've done. They get very clear and they get very transparent. As you take those first three steps, here's what I know you're going to experience. You begin to put those three steps into practice consistently, your clarity is going to go through the roof. Your clarity is going to greatly increase. It's something like tuning a radio receiver. The more you take those first three steps, the more you put them into practice, it tunes you, and your ability to get clear and hear God's leading and direction more clearly in your life greatly increases. Every day, God's trying to lead us one graceful step after another to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. We've got to stay tuned in for his leading and his voice. And one of the concepts I've been thinking about as well is that when current is flowing through a system, especially electrical current, it creates a magnet. When electrical current is flowing, it creates a magnet. When this pipeline of living water is flowing through you, it begins to create a magnet, or it begins to magnetize. It begins to pull more of the things of God into your life. Now, the reverse is also true. You begin to get positioned in darkness. You magnify darkness. You take action on those dark things. It begins to magnetize and pull more of those things that you don't want into your life as well. But it does begin to create a magnet and pull more things into your life. It creates these cascading effects, these virtuous effects in your life. So let's talk about installing some habits today. We all have a pattern. We all have a pattern. This is a time as God begins to create some transitions and shifts. This is an opportunity to settle into some new patterns and to get them crystallized in your life. It's an opportunity to get some new patterns installed and crystallized in your life. Where they are firm, they are established, they're fixed into your life. So this would be a good time to examine yourself, myself included. And we're going to be asking God, is there some habit that you're wanting to help us install in our life? And I believe as you do this, as you go to install a habit, here's a couple keys that I've learned. Number one, we got to ask for God's help. Don't try to do it on your own. We want a beautiful habit, not one that was forced on your own. So seeking God on his direction, what habits do you want me installing in my life? Maybe removing from my life. Asking for his help to break off some of those old patterns or habits and help us install beautiful ones in our life. But as you do, as you begin to install new patterns in your life, here's what I've learned. Number one, it starts with a commitment. Make the commitment to it. Make the commitment to get started and get started today. Get started as quickly as possible. But here's what I've learned. Start very gentle. God gives grace to the humble. God gives grace to the gentle. Start very gentle. Start very easy. Start very small. And focus in on growing it over time consistently. We often build it up and make it too big in our heads, and we procrastinate and never get to it. Start small, start gentle, and trust God to grow it from there. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you that you built time and change into the world because you love us. The motivation for creating time and change, hot and cold, in the world was love. You created it, and you are love. The motivation behind it was love, because you loved us too much to let us stay the way we are right now. You loved us too much to let us stay where we are right now. You created us for more. And you are faithful and loving to move us to that next level. And Father, we're asking for your help today to help us to remove any habits at this time that you see are slowing us down or restricting your grace and power from flowing in our lives. And to help us install these beautiful habits in our life, the ones that you say we need, and installing them with your help and your grace, we're going to make the commitment to get started and to start small and take a gentle approach, trusting that you're going to be the one who sustains it. And Father, we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. do this in remembrance of me. Got a big piece of bread today. I had to break it up into a little smaller piece. Kind of like the habits, right? Break them into smaller pieces. Day by day, just focus on being consistent. One of my favorite quotes I used to talk about all the time at the gym is an Aristotle quote. It says, we are what we repeatedly do. Success is not then an act, but a habit. So after supper, Jesus took the bread and he said, take it. Receive it. The cup of his wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus. So we could have the cup of his blessing. He makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight by his one sacrifice. We can approach him with freedom and confidence to find help in our time of need, to help us install these beautiful habits in our lives. Let's just face it. Often on our own, we have a hard time doing what we know we should be doing and making them habits. But with him, nothing's impossible. I would say that's been the testimony of my own life. I was a very inconsistent person before God. And it's not about anything that I've done. I simply made the commitment to show up. But he has helped make me a very consistent person who follows through and establishes new habits in my life. And I'm so thankful for that. And I'm hoping that today, as we do this, if you've not experienced that before, that you'll begin to experience that in your own life as well. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that was motivated by love brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God where he's our partner. And I believe as you experience him, helping you get these beautiful habits established in your life. Something that's going to happen is going to help you to know him better, to know his heart and his grace and his goodness and his love on a whole new level. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's stay positioned in the light. Forgiveness, thanksgiving, walking in love. Keep magnifying that light. Keep your mind fixed on him. His love and his faithfulness. Do what you know to do today and follow his leading. He's going to show you some habits. As you went through this, he's going to show you some things to get installed in your life. He just needs you to make the commitment to get started. And to take a gentle approach. I've seen this over and over working in the gym for so long, doing personal training people. People don't start with a gentle approach. If you start gentle, you'll be so much more likely to succeed. Because his grace flows to the humble and the gentle. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.